You are listening to Troy and Tyler on Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. We are a weekly trucking podcast, and all we talk about is trucking-related material and trucking only. Tyler, tell them how they can find us.
Yeah, you can definitely find us on TalkCDL.com, our number one spot. Also, Facebook.com/TalkCDL to listen to the show, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and any other podcasting app that you want. You can find us there. Thank you so much. Enjoy the episode.
All right. The Facebook page is called Truckers for Truckers, Fight Against Depression and Suicide. Today we have with us Melissa. Melissa, are you the founder? Are you the what's your title there on Truckers for Truckers?
I'm actually the co-founder of Truckers for Truckers, Michael Susan, and I both started this page together.
Okay.
Back in July or August, I can't remember. Time's flown by.
So you're coming up on a year. Well, hey, welcome to the show, first off.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And before we get started, Tyler likes to ask some basic questions so we can kind of get to know you as a in fact, to be honest with you, when we were going back and forth on the IM a month or so ago, I didn't even realize that you were an actual driver, which is, you know, that's not an insult or anything like that to you. It's just I don't think it dawned on me that you were a driver. I thought maybe you were just running a big page like that. But I'm glad to hear that you're
No, I actually am only the person who holds down the passenger seat. I do have a permit, but I do not hold my CDL.
Well, oh, perfect.
You know, I actually understand that. My wife, Ruth Ann, she drove with me for many years, and she had her permit for a long time. In fact, I used to let her drive on her permit, but she never did go and take the test. So I understand.
Well, my other half, Nick, trained his ex-wife, and he said after that he was never training another woman to drive again. And we flatbed, so we really don't have a need for team freight.
Okay, sweet.
So I can sit here and do paperwork and control everything else.
All right, perfect. Well, Tyler, go ahead. Shoot out some questions.
Awesome. So from the start, I'm just going to say the questions I ask, you can kind of, since you're on the passenger seat, you can kind of go ahead and combine them in with your other half and kind of, I guess, give the full, I guess, explanation. You know, so first question, what made you actually get into trucking? Like, what was it? Was it him, or were you always in it?
Basically him. Actually, I was in a relationship with a truck driver before we got together, and then I came out on the road full time 2.5 years ago and stay out on as many days as we stay out. We go home about once a month, maybe for a couple of days.
Okay.
And then we're right back out on the road again.
Awesome. So then who do you guys drive for, if you don't mind me asking?
We drive for Stillman Transportation.
Stillman Transportation,
out
okay.
Out of Springfield, Missouri.
Okay. Out of Springfield. Awesome. Okay, so what? And you said you drive flatbed?
Yes, we pull a flatbed and step deck.
Okay. So are you looking at, do you do any heavy hauls or anything like that?
We used to be heavy haul until we came back here. Stillman doesn't do a whole lot of heavy haul. And after pulling that RGN around for day in and day out, when we came back to Stillman from Daly, we decided that we were going to pull oversized for a while.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, and last, I guess, more personal question would be, how long overall have you guys been affiliated, like, in trucking? What is it like? 10 years, 15 years, 2 years?
My other half drove as the United States Marine Corps.
Okay.
And this is in his 34th year, something about like that.
Wow, okay. Well, then him and I got some in common, because that's where I started trucking when I was in the military too, so good for him. Thanks for his service, and awesome. So let's go ahead and move on to the actual show here for the topic of Truckers for Truckers. It's kind of, Truckers for Truckers seems like that's actually kind of been, don't know, what would you call that? Almost like
like truckers supporting truckers.
Right, but
that's
what
it sounds like it is to me.
So, but the actual truckers for truckers, because then you got truckers for truckers, and you got fight against depression and suicide, and you got the healthy. So truckers for truckers is like a prenum to the actual what the page is about.
Well, I mean, if you go on the page truckers for truckers, I've noticed like you'll see a lot of posts where some people, you know, they've got nowhere else to go. They'll post something on there, and then you'll get a lot of other truck drivers that are, you know, very supportive of that truck driver, or even somebody in their family that is, you know, going through depression, maybe contemplating suicide, you know, something drastic, and you'll see a big support team. I think that's what, and again, I may be wrong, but is that not what this is designed for, Melissa?
That is pretty much what it is designed for. Let me basically tell you how the group got started.
Perfect.
In June of 2016, I received a phone call from our safety director, Donna Underwood, that a very good friend and very close friend of ours took his own life at our yard there at Stillman. Separate gunshot wound to the head. We never knew that Tim was, you know, that he was depressed. Everybody thought he was just a happy, jokey person. The word spread very quickly. We only have like 160 trucks or so in our fleet. So word spread very fast. Michael Susan, who is the founder along with myself, he called me and he was like, wow, you know, something needs to be done. You know, there's nobody here to lend an ear. We don't have anybody except for each other to call and talk to or to compare things with or just to vent or, you know, to spill out your true feelings of what's going on and somebody to be understanding it. About a week and a half, 2 weeks later, one of Michael's friends hung himself.
Man.
He was also a truck driver. He hung himself due to a divorce. So after that, we decided that we were going to start this. We basically got a hold of our safety director. We talked to Donna. Hey, what do you think about it? And she's like, I think it's a phenomenal idea. Let's go with it. Mike and I got on Facebook. He actually started the page. We both did it back and forth for hours on the phone trying to get it set up. In the very beginning, we only had like maybe 5 or 6 people on there. Once the word kind of started spreading and things started growing, it went from 5 people overnight to a couple of 100 people. When we went to Dallas to the truck show, Mike got out there and started, you know, kind of pressing out his cause to Tony Justice, several other people, and we got them on board along with DPF Regeneration. And the word spread like wildfire. We're up to over 3,000 members now.
Yeah,
that's
we've
awesome.
Seen that, yeah.
Yeah. And, go ahead.
Go ahead, Melissa.
We've made friends along the way. It's kind of funny. Nick and I were in a truck stop a couple of nights after we left Louisville the other night. And some guy come over the Facebook and he's like, I seen you guys pull in. I just wanted to say hi and see that sweet Pete and introduce myself. I was a member from the group.
Wow.
Never
awesome.
Knew who in the world it was. Kind of started laughing, going, who in the world is this?
Yeah.
Wow. Praise God.
And then he was like, oh, I'm in the group. So, I mean, it has kind of took on its own presence. It's pretty much, you know, it's gotten to where it can run itself. You know, people have figured out, hey, what they have set down for boundaries and guidelines, they mean business. Don't go around the other way. You need to keep yourself in with what, you know, the guidelines that we focus on. And everybody's there to help everybody. I mean, you know, you'll have somebody on there. They might post, I can't take it. I don't know how much more of this I can take today. I need somebody to talk to. There's a lot of nights, you know, your instant messenger goes off, your phone goes off, and it's somebody from the group just needing an ear to talk to.
And Melissa, what's really nice about that also is, if you have someone that is depressed, not only hopefully it's somebody that understands depression because we're all in on this page, but it's also somebody that understands trucking. You know, I mean, it's another truck driver that can relate.
That is correct. And I mean, there's even a lot of truckers' wives on the group that suffered from depression, and they're finding that there's other wives on there that suffer from the same thing, and it's gave them an outlet and somebody to talk to. They know that they can all talk to each other, that it's, you know, stays with inside that group, so nobody from your company has to get involved and know what's going on.
Yeah.
Now, I will admit there has been a couple of times that we have had drivers who you can tell they're over the edge. We have literally figured out where they're sitting, and we've called their company and saying, hey, you know, this person's threatened to kill themselves, or this is going on, and you need to get some help to them.
Yeah.
And we have been able to get into, you know, that and get it stopped.
Yeah, the only thing that I'd be a little scared of about something like that is, you know, obviously a trucking company's most likely going to let that driver go, and that could hopefully not hurt him on his reference in the future.
Right. You know, I mean, and that was kind of a fear that we've had as well. And that is part of the reason why, if we can try to help them within the group or within the admin panel, that we try to help them within the admin panel. But, you know, when you've got somebody sitting there, hey, I've got a gun loaded into my head.
Ultimately, you got to save their life.
You
I agree.
Ultimately.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So,
you know, and it's, you know, try to reach out to them through suicide prevention or whatever, and if it doesn't work, then definitely get a hold of a company.
So let me ask you this, Melissa. Do we have absolutely certain signs? Because, you know, I don't know if you realize TalkCDL reaches a lot of people. And tell the viewers, is there certain signs? And I don't just mean one sign. Is there a for sure little group of signs that we can all watch for in our loved ones or our friends, things people might say, or maybe their habits of what they're doing, or maybe habits that change? Is there certain things that we can say, wait a second, he's showing sure tell signs of depression? Is there something we can watch for?
Fatigue, sleeplessness, definitely a lot of sleeplessness. A lot of drivers that suffer from anxiety or suffer from depression, they won't sleep at night. Withdrawals.
Okay.
Just, you know, fatigue and basic things. The true telltale signs of depression.
Right. How about in their speech?
It goes for just, anyway.
How about in their speech? Is there certain things they say? I mean, I don't mean the obvious, like, hey, I want to kill myself. Is there certain things that they complain about, or is there just certain things maybe they don't say? I mean, is it really a hard thing to watch for?
It's kind of a hard thing to watch for in a roundabout way. You know, like the ones who have PTSD, you never know that they have PTSD unless you're around one of them when they blow up or something happens. You know, just like with our friend, we never knew that he was depressed. He was always smiling, always happy.
Right. Yeah.
Always, you know, seemed like he was like the roundabout guy on the block.
Yeah, most of the time. You know, you'll know, you know, they get to that point because they're not comfortable showing people that they are in that state. So you almost become a really good master at disguise when you're in that state, because you're, you know, if you were talking to people and you're expressing yourself and trying to get help and you're exhibiting those signs, most likely, I don't know, there's a chance you might not have got as deep, you know, that deep, which is really what your page is trying to prevent. You know,
right.
So that's awesome, though. So, would you, how many, if you can give an average, you know, how many truckers do you say, since the page has been started, have maybe been to that point where, you know, maybe they've been talked off the edge?
I know of three.
Three. Okay. Still, even if it was.
I know of three that. Yeah, you know, we had one that he had like everybody going.
Man.
And it was like Mike's wife finally got a hold of him, and you know, they got a hold of him and everything, finally got him to call. And then when Linda finally got a hold of somebody, they were like, honestly, you know, this guy can be pulling the wool over your shoulder because he does this every time he's turning around.
Hmm.
So it's kind of like, you know, I think that one was kind of more looking for attention.
Right, yeah.
But that's a scary balance that I would believe we have to walk with people, because I'm sure there's been times where people thought that person's just looking for attention, and then the next thing you know, they really do something, and we're all going, oh, we thought he was just looking for attention. So I think, and I would
exactly.
believe you guys probably think the same way, you almost got to take every idle threat serious, you know, when someone's threatening themselves.
Correct. And I mean, like, we've had a couple on there, you know, don't get me wrong, that you can tell that they were doing nothing but trying to stir up drama.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And
well.
It's they were removed very quickly.
Right. Well, I could see that, actually. I could see some people just going in there and really things that aren't, I mean, you could, I know you can say it's hard to tell if someone's, you know, depressed and everything, but at the same time, it's also pretty, it's almost like, I hate to compare them to a kid, you know, but it's almost like when your child kind of does something and they're crying, but you can tell it's a fake kind of cry.
Exactly.
Yeah, I could see that though, you know, and you got to keep that separated from the people that truly do need help, because if you do have those people in there, it might actually negatively affect the people who are truly depressed.
Well, listen.
That is right.
I went ahead and looked a few things up. You know, it kind of interests me. And for all you drivers out there and drivers' wives and driver families and friends and or even anybody that's not in trucking, we know we've got a big following. Here's what I've learned in reading up on some articles. What could be play into factors that can cause depression in an actual, let's say, more over-the-road truck driver than anything, because they're gone. The first one would be, obviously, too much time away from loved ones. Yeah, you know, I myself was talking to a driver the other night, and man, this guy was, he was looking for a job, and all he could say is, I don't care what company I go with, if they don't understand, I got to see my kids every 2 weeks, I'll quit right on the spot. So this guy was serious about, you know, getting home to see his kids every 2 weeks, or he wasn't going to work for somebody. He had visitation, and a company had to comply. Many guys or gals out there are missing their spouses. And obviously, when you're away from your husband or your wife, your boyfriend or your girlfriend, whatever the case is, you know, a lot of things come into play. And cheating, you know, on each other, if we're just being honest, can really drive somebody insane and probably cause a lot of depression. Melissa, what do you think about that factor?
That is true. You know, I don't know how many drivers that we've ran across out here, you know, they're like, I haven't been home and 6 months, I'm missing graduation, I'm missing the birth of my child, I'm missing this, I'm missing that. Or you'll get a driver on the page posting, hey, I just went home and found out my girlfriend's cheating on me.
Yeah.
My wife's cheating on me, I can't take this anymore. Money is another big scenario.
And I want to stay on this cheating thing for a second. I would tend to say also, if you're out there, and I know maybe you've got a husband or a wife or a friend that bugs you a lot while they're on the road, and I would tell you, if they can't get a hold of you probably for hours and hours and hours every day, that probably drives them also up a wall, you know, besides being away. Now, we're in the cell phone era. When I drove, we didn't have cell phones. So, you know, now we have cell phones, and a driver can just pick up the phone and call. And then if all of a sudden 3-4 hours every day you can't get hold, that's going to make people's minds go crazy. And you know what? When you're out there on the road doing your job, you know, the last thing you want to have to do is worry about a loved one at home. So I would say that's probably one of the biggest thing. What did you say was another factor? Let's see if it's written down here on my bullets.
Money.
Absolutely. Money. Well, money's one of the biggest reasons for depression in anybody's life. You know, people are always worried about it. And of course, They're worried about their loved ones again and how they're going to feel with lack of money thereof. Tyler, what do you think about that one? Money, 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 money. Everybody was worried about money. That's a that's one of the problems in the world. We're worrying about too many physical things. Go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah, no, I would agree. Money is definitely, you know, that's between money and your loved ones. You know, jealousy and having that jealous bone in your body can be something that definitely tears you up and not having that kind of trust boundary set up. And then especially if it's happened to you in the past and things like that, it's a terrible thing. And then you move over to money and then the two can kind of have collisions where, you know, where's all the money going to that I'm, you know, you're out on the road trucking, be it your wife or a husband, and you're out on the road trucking. And every time you get home, the money's back to zero because maybe your loved one back home, you know, just spends it all while you're gone and things like that. You know, I could definitely see that being something that can be very difficult. Tyler, you know, and that's across the world, you know.
Tyler, Melissa, here's another bullet I wrote down, but there's two bullets in a row that probably go together. One would be gaining weight while you're on the road, and the other one is lack of exercise, which they kind of play together. And we all know if we people that start gaining weight, you know, the first thing you're feeling is unattractive, you're feeling slower, you're feeling unhealthy. And with the lack of exercise, because look, I mean, I drove a tractor trailer for many years, and it is not easy. You've got to really have a good willpower to get out and do exercise. And with all the hours you drive, you got to also have a good willpower to resist eating junk while you're just sitting there in the seat all day long. Anybody got something on that? Tyler, Melissa?
Junk food and eating unhealthy is a big part of it.
Yeah.
And you are right, not getting out and exercising.
Yeah, you know, in all sincerity, and I was telling Tyler this last night, if I eat after 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, actually, if I eat late, I actually have nightmares. I actually toss and turn. I cannot sleep correctly if I eat too late at night for some reason. I don't know what it is, but it just tears me up. And I would imagine that would play into it too, you know, just the whole nine yards.
So one.
Oh, yeah, you know, that buffet, you walk in and, you know, that buffet lines are packed on most nights.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason why we try to eat in the truck and try to keep things a little more healthy.
Yeah, and I guess that's kind of why there's that other page, Truckers for Truckers, the healthy one, huh?
Yes, since we're talking about weight, what about that healthy one?
Actually, let me tell you how that got started. Michael Susan.
What's the exact name of it, Melissa?
My co-founder, a week before Christmas, suffered two heart attacks.
Oh, wow.
Between walking from his truck and walking into the building to go to the driver's lounge. The only thing that saved his life was because it was cold outside. It was about 11 degrees, and we'd had an ice storm, and it's Springfield, Missouri. He called my phone, and he's like, I need you to come here. I was like, okay. Went inside. He's sitting there. Couldn't get his breath. His face was really clammy looking. Just didn't look right. Started talking to him. I had his wife on the phone. Walked back out to the truck, and I told my other half, I was like, Nick, I need you to come here. He went inside. He looked at him. Took one look at him and told me to call an ambulance. He'd had a heart attack. He hadn't had one heart attack. He had been having little mini heart attacks all the way along the road. A lot of it is the way he was eating. Drinking Monster energy drinks like water. Taking 5-hour energy shots. Smoking. Drinking probably 3 or 4 2-liter bottles of Mountain Dew a day. And not eating but one time a day.
Yeah, that'll do a working on your body for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. So I'm the one that kind of started it. And I was like, you know, we're just going to kind of branch off this and we're going to start it. And the point was to try to, you know, offer some healthier tips on eating. And to, you know, a few healthy or different lifestyles for eating. I got with Tiffany Hanna, who drives for Prime. The two of us, she's got a friend who is another Prime driver who's a big workout buff. We started putting his from, you know, his videos and this and that on there, the way he eats, kind of started taking the some aspects from it, kind of started looking up different diets and things, and trying to promote more healthy lifestyle and eating,
which also can promote less depression.
That is correct.
Yeah, so they kind of go together. Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Well, perfect. Now, Tyler, do you have any more on the healthy eating thing?
No.
I want to finish these bullets then when you're done. Go ahead.
I just wanted to make sure we have the name right. It's Truckers for Truckers, Eating Healthy Healthy Eating, Healthy Living. Okay, so Truckers for Truckers, Healthy Eating, Eating Healthy.
And by the way, everybody out there, and I'll mention it again later. If you're wanting to be a part of Truckers for Truckers, both pages for depression and for healthy eating, you'll have to join the group. So you'll search them out on Facebook and then hit the join button, and then they'll go ahead and they'll approve you, and you'll be part of that group. And it's to be honest with you, anytime we can support each other, you know, whether it's with money or whether it's with just an ear or a shoulder to cry on or a friend to give advice, you know, this is the one thing. And we just got done interviewing a driver from, I don't even know where he was from, the guy that was talking about four-wheelers and supporting each other and living right and all that good stuff. So this has kind of been a little bit of the topic all day, is truckers, supporting truckers and trying to get back to that respectful lifestyle that I know each of us can do, and, you know, helping each other when we're broke down and being courteous on the road and being courteous to four-wheelers. You know, I believe if we get up and plan to do good, you know, we can be less depressed also. Got a couple more bullets that I wanted to read of factors that will cause depression. We've already said too much time away from loved ones, gaining weight, lack of exercise. And you know, speaking of lack of exercise, Tyler, I don't know if you remember, I used to carry my weights in my truck, and you can a weight bench. You can actually take the legs off that and put it behind your curtain, and use the passenger side seatbelt to hold it back there where nobody will even see it. And then you can use your cooler as a spot to rest the leg part on, and then you lift your mattress up, put the headpiece back into the bunk, and now you got a little bench set in your truck. It literally takes 30 seconds to set up. And take your dumbbells on the road with you. You don't have to take a big bar. Take your dumbbells on the road and do small workouts. 10 minutes a day, man, will make you feel 1,000 times better. Tyler, what do you think about that? Exercise, man, that's really – and walking fast, you know, do the whole thing.
Yeah, and we've covered this pretty
Tyler, what did, remember Phil mentioned how many times around the truck was a mile?
I was about to say that, you know, you can run around your truck. I don't remember how many times he said, but, you know, you can – you know, go around your truck, walk around your truck, and you do something. Even just doing something as simple as, you know, stopping at the truck stop instead of, or stopping at a restaurant, or, you know, somewhere where you can actually sit down and eat and make a actual meal instead of bowling through the drive-thru to get food. And when you do that and you stop and eat, you know, don't just go in there through the drive-thru and then sit in your truck. Like, get out there and walk around a little bit, you know, get out of that seat. You know, any movement, you know, just does a world of difference.
And guys and gals out there, seriously, I know a lot of people hate exercise. When we got out of high school, we swore we'd never do that again. But we really need to. And it's not just for our appearance and for our body. It's really for our mind also. Exercise affects the mind. When you look good on the outside, you feel good on the inside. And when you're healthy, you feel good also. So believe me, it all has an effect when it comes time to exercising. And I believe Melissa just said that we have another page, Truckers for Truckers, healthy eating healthy lives, something like that. If you go on that, there's some videos of one of the Prime drivers that has some good workout videos, and he may be working out. But does he work out in his truck, Melissa, and give instruction on that or what?
No, actually, well, sometimes you'll see him kind of doing things.
Okay.
Beside his truck. But no, actually, is what Denzel does. He has a Planet Fitness membership. When he gets parked, he looks up his nearest Planet Fitness. He calls up Uber, jumps in the Uber, goes and works out, comes back, takes a shower, you know, eats his little meal and goes to bed.
Okay, now let's talk about one other thing. Maybe you can suggest it to Denzel. You know, there's going to be obviously a lot of times where drivers are in bad weather, or there's no Uber around, or maybe they just can't afford to do Uber, or maybe they just don't have the time to get in a vehicle, go to an Anytime Fitness, and then get back, which I think is a great idea. But how about maybe we can get Denzel or somebody to design a 5-day workout, 10-minute workout a day with just things right around your truck. I've seen people doing push-ups on the side of the tires and little things that you can do. Maybe we should develop a plan, and heck, somebody maybe could even start another page, a Truckers for Truckers exercise class, you know, 10-minute slow cardio a day, you know, with some kind of a waiver, of course, you know, that we don't want to kill somebody. But I don't know. What do you think about that?
I don't know if y'all have seen it or not, but there is a driver. He lives in Ohio, and he goes by the Dancing Trekker.
Yeah, we've seen that. We've actually tried to contact him to get him on the show.
Yeah.
We haven't. I don't think we've been able to contact him.
I know how to get a hold of him. He's on my Facebook page.
Yeah, get him over to us. We'd like to interview him.
Tell him about our podcast. Sure.
And I'll do that because I know he's just put out a fitness video, and I think he based it from Tony Justice's Brothers of the Highway album.
Okay. Right. That's pretty
cool.
He's
been giving away free copies.
Okay. Well,
just to kind of get it out there and everything.
What's cool about Facebook, you know, right now, he could be live anytime he wants to and have a good following.
Oh, yeah, he could. You know, he was at Joplin when we were at Joplin at GBATS at the Chrome Shop Mafia show. And it was funny. He stopped traffic in the middle of the highway and was out there dancing.
Wow.
We're all sitting there in our trucks and we're looking, going, what is this fool doing?
Yeah, I think I remember his
story. And
then
we figured out what he was.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he lost a lot of weight just by, you know, getting up and dancing and doing that. I think he even holds some, like, kid shows and stuff. Yeah, hopefully we can get him on the show, too.
Yeah.
You know, in which, you know, a lot of drivers don't realize it, too. A lot of the TAs and Petros have the workout room.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I did not know that the Petros have workout rooms now. That's how long it's been since I drove.
Yeah, they've got a couple of treadmills in there, some weights.
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
You know, and then there's a new TA that was built down in North Carolina, I believe it was. They put a bowling alley in it.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess.
Yeah, that's actually, I mean, you get out, you do some bowling, you know, that's actually a nice full body, you know, workout, trying to, you know, play a full game of bowling sometimes, you know, especially being sitting in a truck all day.
Well, let me go on. Just there are a couple more of these little bullets that we have. A couple other factors: bad weather and running certain areas of the country. Really, you think about it. I once was in Hamburg, Pennsylvania, and I was coming out of a Wendy's, and there was a driver, literally sitting on the step of his truck, with his head down as I was walking out. He was a flatbed driver. And he looked up at me and said, hi. And him and I started talking. And here I came to find out he was a new driver. And he was so worried about going up to Wilkes-Barre, up over, and they're really not big, giant mountains, but they, you know, have some steep hills. And this guy was literally thinking about going home and leaving the truck there. It was one of his first trips out on the road. He was so scared about going up over a mountain. I talked to him for a while. I don't know if he ever actually did go or not, but, you know, some drivers are scared to death of going into New York City, going up over steep mountains, driving in snow. And I would imagine that also would, and in fact, if you're somebody out there thinking about getting your Class A CDL, if those things scare you, I would tell you not to do it. You know, just look, you know, do your homework and see what you're getting yourself into, because if you're not depressed, some things can depress you. Anybody else have anything before I go? Because I've got a bunch of bullets here that can actually help.
I've noticed, you know, one thing I've noticed is if we're, you know, days on end with no sunlight,
oh yeah,
it's just dreary, nasty, rainy.
That's big.
Depressed.
That's big. You know what? I'm not a person that I think that suffers from depression, but I lived in Pennsylvania for almost my whole life, and we have the average sunshine in a year is 67 days. And literally, it's always overcast in Pennsylvania. And when I moved to Florida, I mean, my whole outlook in life changed. I'm not kidding you. I'm like a plant. I need photosynthesis. I mean, I'm serious. Sunlight is so important to me. I agree with you 100%. So
I was born and raised in Oklahoma, so you had every type of weather.
Wow. So here's what I was doing a little reading because we were going to be interviewing you, and I discovered a few things, Melissa. Here's what it says. It says the average, check this out, the average driver, adult, not driver, but the average adult needs between 7 and 9 hours of sleep per night to feel rested and prevent the symptoms of depression. Something I never realized. I'm a guy that sleeps like 4 to 5 hours a night. That's it. I mean, 100%. But this is saying lack of sleep causes depression. So if you're a trucker out there and you're not taking your 10 hours in the bunk, that could help you if you're up all night tossing and turning. I think she actually mentioned something about that in the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
My other half suffers from insomnia, and there's nights he lays there for 5 or 6 hours just playing solitaire. And we literally have to turn off the TV. We have to put the phones away, and it's like, now try to go to sleep.
Yeah, that would tear me
and off. Another thing that doesn't help is horrible bed mattresses.
Yeah, I could see maybe swapping out the mattress can do a world of good. Maybe like a what are they? You can buy them now. They come rolled up, and then you just unroll them.
Memory foam?
Yeah, the memory foam ones. Yeah.
Hey,
memory
foam. Can I want to give everybody my theory. For all you cheapskates out there in trucker land that believe in cheap shoes and cheap mattresses, I know people that will actually go out and they'll buy a used mattress, okay? And they'll say they can't afford a good mattress, but they've got other things in their lives they spend their money on, okay, like cigarettes and everything else. But let me tell you something about a mattress. You spend 1/3 of your entire life on one. Why wouldn't you want to be as comfortable as you can? That's like my sanctuary, my mattress, Tyler. Yeah. I mean, if I had a bad mattress, I mean, honestly, Ruth and I were in a hotel the other day, and the mattress was horrible. I'm thinking to myself, for the couple extra dollars, this place could have more business, but they didn't, you know? So mattresses are very important. Get yourself a pillow top to your liking.
We replaced our mattress a year ago in Kentucky, and a Big Rig mattress company, they're like $419, the best mattress you can buy. It was awesome. Well worth it.
Yeah. Good. And Sam's Club. They sell everything for half the price most anybody else does. You can literally buy those Serta giant king size mattress pillow top things for literally about a quarter of what you would pay anywhere else. So join Sam's Club. And I'm not selling Sam's Club stuff. I'm just saying that's where I got mine. So, anyways.
All right. We're coming up on 40 minutes. Let's see what else kind of questions we got here.
Here, Tyler, a couple more things that I wrote down that could really help us. I mean this sincerely. Obviously, eating the right foods, staying away from certain times of eating, cutting out sugars and salts, spicy stuff like that, especially at night, can help. Something else, learn to recognize people that only want to talk about negative things. If you know, if there's people in your life, and I know it's hard to change your lifestyle, but if people around you, all they want to do is talk negative, what do you think that plays into your ear? I tell people all the time, shut up and stop killing my life buzz. Why are you always putting people down? You know, you mention, I don't know if you know people like that. You might say, oh yeah, I remember blah, blah. And then the person you're talking to has got, oh yeah, that person was a jackass, or that person was like, you know what? Those kind of people will depress you. Anybody on that?
I think there's a lot of people in the world like that, and you are correct. Negativity is a big downer.
Yeah,
yeah.
That or somebody who likes to go around downing everybody.
I've always had a fair belief in surrounding yourself around people that are like-minded. Than you are, and not negative, and are only looking to excel to the point in life that you want to excel to, both mentally and physically and everything else. So that's, for me, that's a huge one, definitely 100%.
Yeah. The other thing that I wrote down here is throw your TV out the door. Okay, get rid of your television. I've gotten rid of mine. Tyler, you don't have television either.
Yeah, well, I don't have cable.
You have, well, what I'm getting at is, you know, you have Netflix. You can just pick what you want to show your daughter if it's a cartoon or something like that. But, you know, we've gotten rid of my house. We don't have television anymore. Yeah, because everything's negative. It's depressing. I had like 10 billion channels. I could never find anything that kept my interest more than 5 minutes. Sitcoms, everything. There's negativity everywhere. The news is crazy. If I want the news, I could just Google it. I'm just giving you my opinion. You want to get away from people. Television, let me tell you what about television. It's all advertisement and it's all bad news. And they're directing your thought. That's what television does. It directs your mind. You go to a movie, it directs your mind. It takes you places. Well, the news and all the crap that goes with regular TV also directs your mind. Okay, anybody on that?
Yeah, I would say.
We've got Dish Network on the truck, so.
Yeah, yeah, I knew she's probably going.
I'm probably really bad at that.
I think
I gotta have my cooking network.
I think a lot of it's mainly the. You know, some of the news channels and just some of the stuff out there can be pretty negative. Seeing some of the negative things that go on around the world can be pretty negative sometimes.
Throw Comcast away. Throw away. TiVo. Throw your TV away. All right.
Yeah, I personally couldn't survive with that, with some of my shows. I mean, I'm huge into Marvels and all that nerdy stuff, so I need to be able to watch my you know, all my my TV shows myself. But
Melissa, we're going to wrap this up. Melissa, we're going to wrap this up. And what I'd like to give you a chance to do, you got a message out there for people that are depressed, feeling depressed. You got maybe a phone number or a suggestion, or tell them to join your site and help out. You got something you want to say. The floor is yours. Go ahead.
Like I said, you know, if you are looking to join, just basically put up in the search bar Truckers for Truckers, the fight for depression and suicide. We have a like page as well as the closed group page so that not everybody can see what you're putting. You don't want your dispatcher to see what you're posting. Nobody's going to see it except what's in that group. But for gosh sakes, if something is bothering you, please ask for help. Don't end your life or don't do something stupid, you know, that could end up affecting more than one person. And as for the healthy eating thing, you know, hey, we were talking about the exercising thing. Go to Walmart, grab a bicycle. If you got room to hang the bicycle off of the back of your truck, get out and ride around. And I think somebody said the other day, 10 laps around the truck stop is exactly 1 mile.
Okay.
There you go.
Depending on the size of the truck stop.
Right.
All right. Well, the page is Truckers for Truckers. What is it? Fighting Against Depression and Suicide. Today's guest is Melissa. And Melissa, we hope that you would come back on. If you've got other information you want to share, just get a hold of Talk CDL through our Facebook page, obviously. And if you
for
got
anytime.
Another, yeah, if you got a message you want to put out there, or even if you got like a message you'd like us to mention, you know, for a good cause, we mentioned, in fact, Tyler, we'll be mentioning these people now. We do that for Truckers Find a Mile. And what's the other one we mention all the time?
Drive for Freedom.
Drive for Freedom. And, you know, that's Kelly McCulley had introduced us to that. She'll be on a little bit later. But look,
one thing a lot of people don't know is Truckers for Truckers, we do support Truckers Final Miles.
Awesome. Awesome. So you know
and
about them too.
They are a great organization. In fact, we're going to be part of the big deal that's going to go down in Dallas with all of the YouTube sensations, Trucker Brown, LoShawn Parks, those guys from the YTTA, the Little Trucker, Trucking Rob, the Cupcake Gang. All those guys, everybody, we're all coming together as one united group with the thanks to DPF Regeneration, and we are forming one big coalition to have a big, huge Truckers Lounge and to back Truckers Final Miles at Dallas.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
Sweet. Well, I'm glad that came up so that you could, you know, let us know about that. I have I have one major question for you. Actually, I'm going to ask you two because of our topic. And one would be, when you guys are out on the road, what is your favorite route? If you guys could choose to go from one place to another, which destination would you take?
It's definitely not California.
We agree.
Our company, we actually run a triangle. We start in Springfield, Missouri, head up into the north, Pennsylvania, Maryland, New York, all up and through there. And half the time we either end up back in Texas, heading back around, or we just basically run a big triangle through the Midwest there. But I love going west. We were leased on with a company out of Missoula, Montana for a while. And going back home, going back to Missoula is our favorite trip.
Awesome.
All just right. The scenic views through Wyoming without the wind and the snow, all up into Montana, up into Washington, is one of our favorite drives.
That's awesome. A good answer, man. We're getting different answers
different,
every time.
Yeah, everyone has a different kind of view. So
you have another question for her.
My last question is, when you're out on the road, what is your favorite healthiest snack, that's not going to, put you under the ground, that you know, makes you feel rejuvenated?
I like that question.
Eating grapes, apples. We go through a lot of apple slices and a lot of grapes.
Wow.
Awesome.
That was a good question, Tyler.
Thanks.
I mean, Tyler, you surprise me every now and then, you get one.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I try to use my brain a little
bit. I can't even believe that. Oh, my
awesome.
God.
All right. So
now, Girl Scout, which Girl Scout cookie season just ended, so that was
Samoa's
that was a snack of choice for a couple of weeks there.
We call the Girl Scouts our dealer.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah, Samoas are my weakness. Oh my gosh, I hate them people. Anyways.
Oh no, thin mints frozen in a big glass of milk. Oh.
Yeah, the Girl Scouts, they're like carny people, you know?
Yes, anyway. They are.
Oh my gosh.
They're horrible little
horrible
children.
Horrible little creepy kids selling stuff that will kill me. All right. You ready to wrap this up?
Let's wrap it up.
All right. Hey, listen, my final thoughts is this. Truck drivers, being all serious now, if you're feeling under the gun, under the weather, you're things are not going so good in your life, okay, you need somebody to talk to, you got people that want to help. You got people, more importantly, you got people that actually do care. You know, these sites, drivers, are run by people that are not just doing it for their health, if you will. They're actually doing it because they've seen it and they actually care. They're loving people. And guess what the best part is? They are like-minded as far as we got a lot in common with them. They're truck drivers and they're truck drivers' families. So they know what we're all going through. So if you've got a problem, okay, you're feeling depressed, all right, and you're not, you know, if you're feeling suicidal, literally you need to call suicide hotline right away, or you need to talk to somebody right away. But if you're feeling under the weather, or you're not sure about how you feel these days, join Truckers for Truckers, okay? That really is a group that's going to try to help you in every way. And even if you're feeling a little under the weather, just joining the group may help you pick up. And I'll tell you what else might help you. By helping others, you may see somebody on there that you recognize is going through something worse than you. And by helping that person, it may give meaning to your life. So, you know, give it a try. Join the group, okay? Tyler, you know what? I'm just going to leave it with that's my final thought for the day. Trucker's Final Mile here on Talk CDL. Go ahead and tell them all about the T-shirts and how they can find us and everything, brother.
Yeah. Like Troy was saying, just head over to Facebook. Make sure you search Truckers for Truckers. And there's like four different pages that come up, or at least three. Just make sure you join them all. All right, so you're going to get some good content.
Just only join the one that has 3,000 and some on members.
Oh, that one?
Those other, like, I think there's three or four that'll pop up.
Okay.
Those are the oops page. Those are our oops pages.
The oops pages?
they were mess ups.
Okay, so, all right, well then, yeah, join the one with the 3,000 odd, I think it's 3,200 something members. Click the join button.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, and then that's the right one there for that, for the truckers suicide one. I would say go ahead and head over to talkcdl.com/ or rather talkcdl.com /resources, and we'll give all the links to everything we've talked about today. And you can also find all of our previous episodes on TalkCDL.com. You can find us on Facebook.com/TalkCDL, YouTube.com/TalkCDL Trucking Podcast. And if you'd like to support the show, we are trying to find out ways, and I want to mention this again, if you understand some legality things with the FTC and donating the charities and things like that, for our t-shirts on our Facebook page, if you scroll down, you'll see there's a shop there. For all of our t-shirts, we're trying to find out a way to give a percentage of our earnings from t-shirts and things like that that support the show to Trucker's Final Mile as a donation from TalkCDL and stuff like that. So if you have any information on that, feel free to contact us on Facebook. And other than that, I think that's all I got. Once again, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we hope to see you again in the future. Do you have any final thoughts you want to say before we stop the recording?
Just like the guy said, you know, if you're needing help, please don't hesitate to ask. Even if you need to talk to your dispatcher or you need to talk to somebody, just let somebody know that something is wrong.
Yeah, perfect. And that guy is me, Troy. Peace.